I was in the Eastern Cape, the East London part of the Eastern Cape, on Thursday and Friday last week, and there was quite a lot of rain. 40 millimetres had been forecast, 80% chance of 40 millimetres for the Friday. And we asked questions about the drought situation in East London. We told East London was okay, but PE and the area around PE, or Klebecha, is, we know very well, not okay. There has been some rain in that area. Estelle Ellis, senior journalist at Daily Maverick, joins us now from Port Elizabeth. Estelle, good afternoon. Enough rain to at least push out significantly your day zero scenario?
Hi, good afternoon, John. No, sadly, it seems that there wasn't enough. In fact, we had a few very hot days before the rain, so our dam levels are still, I think our new latest stats is about 0.09% lower than what they were before the rain. So we're still very deep in trouble.
And any rain forecast for the next while?
So Garth Sampson from our local weather office have indicated that for the next, I think this was about a day or two ago, he said for the next 5 days or so, there's no significant rain. You know, I was just watching the clouds coming over the sea, hoping this might be something. But at least I can report that our tanks are full after the weekend's rain, but the dams are a different story.
And the preparation for this, the extent to which you believe the municipality is going to cope, unless there is a miraculous filling of the dams just as the water runs out or just before?
Yes, I think hoping for a miracle seems to be the published strategy at the moment. There is talk of they are busy identifying points for water tanks and for water collection. Of course, you know, that puts especially the elderly and the young at great risk. There doesn't seem to be a lot of plans that have been made public. There is a joint operations committee that sits, and I think they sat yesterday, but honestly, the most fixed strategy that has come from the municipality at this stage is that people must pray for rain.
That's not much of a strategy. We didn't have day zero in Cape Town, and I suppose it's always possible to question whether the arrangements which were in place, the designated water points where tankers were going to arrive and the queue management and the amount of water that people would be able to take away in containers with them, we had plans, thank goodness. We didn't ever have the need to test those plans and find out how practical they were, but at least we had plans.
Yes, and I think I think a lot of the public, or also there's a grave misunderstanding that the Nooit Gedacht scheme, which brings water from the Gavit Dam, so it's the Orange River, the Fish River, to PE, will be the savior of the city. But if you look at the plans from the municipality, there's not enough pump capacity. Not enough water augmentation. So the water that will come in from Nooit Gedacht, which will be almost the single source of water. There are a few small other sources once the dams have dried up. The Nooit Gedacht scheme will only be able to provide a fraction of the water that the city needs. Also because the infrastructure projects haven't been finished. So the thought really is to try and make the water currently in the dams to stretch out to September, August, September, where when these infrastructure projects will be finished. And you must ask yourself, you know, this sort of seven-year drought, seven-year rain, fairly well-known phenomena in the Eastern Cape. So we're in year seven. There's been warnings for years. And these infrastructure projects just haven't been finished.
Okay, and let's hope the prayers are answered, because it appears that that is the only prospect of any success. Estelle Ellis, senior journalist at Daily Maverick, thanks for talking to us this afternoon.